Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website, HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
From coast to coast, from border to border, from sea to shining sea, Sean Hannity is on.
Thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of this program and this extravaganza. A lot of drama going on inside the courtroom in New York where the trial is taking place. I actually have a friend of mine who has a sister who's in the courtroom today, and literally they were exchanging, you know, texts about what was going on in there. And this is part of it. You can't imagine the jury panel that not one person reads the New York Post, watches Fox News, or listens to talk radio. Quote, Donald Trump is shrewd. And then goes on to say most of the people that they're picking are like, you know, liberal, quintessential liberal New Yorkers that get their news from Google, NPR, and fake news CNN. Didn't see any working class people. Now, there is a drama, kind of things went off the rails a little bit today, where two jurors who had already been screened and approved to render an unbiased verdict in the case had to be removed from the jury. One was caught lying to the court. The other was scared because she'd been identified by friends and relatives. And this got very, very odd and very, very strange in one sense, because the trial judge in this case, the one that donated to Biden, the one whose daughter works for in political consulting that is using this particular issue, which I think was cause for recusal. And of course, the issue of the gag order came up today as prosecutors are accusing Donald Trump. He violated the gag order 7 more times. I mean, it's unreal. I thought we had freedom of speech in America. Clearly, we do not. Now, the judge, on the one hand, addresses the press and says you're certainly able to and permitted to write about anything that's on the record because it's on the record. OK, all of these jury, all the information we're gleaning about the jurors is on the record. Nobody's getting their names. But anyway, but I'm directing the press to simply apply common sense. I don't even know what that means. The only thing that we have talked about and really focused on is, all right, they're from this part of New York. You know, maybe a little bit about themselves. Maybe one person was a nurse, for example, and where they get their news from. And in almost every case, it's the New York Times and the New York Daily News and Google. And the one that said Fox News, that it also said MSDNC, and that Fox News may not be the Fox News channel. It may be Fox 5 in New York, which is the local news channel. It's a very good one, but it's not anything like Fox News. But, you know, a lot of people, New York Daily News, New York Times, Google, you know, Google, TikTok, one person said talk radio, but, you know, there was a questionnaire that said, who do you listen to? I guarantee she did not put down Sean Hannity or Mark Levin or any conservative that we would know. I doubt that happened. Anyway, so Newsweek reporting at the start of the proceedings, the juror number two who was brought into the courtroom and expressed she had concerns about her ability to be fair and impartial. Yesterday alone, I had friends, colleagues, and family push things to my phone and questioning my identity as a juror. The juror was later excused from the case, and the judge said, we just lost what would have been a very good juror on this case. A second juror was dismissed after prosecutors raised concerns about the accuracy of this person's answers. He does not need to come back and should not come back Monday morning. The man was summoned back to court today to answer questions after prosecutors said they found an article about a person with the same name who had been arrested in the 1990s for tearing down political posters. And prosecutors have also disclosed that the man's wife may have been involved in a corruption inquiry and cooperated with the Manhattan DA's office, which is prosecuting Trump's case. Even the New York Times said after two jurors were disqualified, the judge ordered the press to not report the answer to two queries on a lengthy questionnaire. Who is your current employer and who is your prior employer? All right. So we'll follow the judge's orders in the hopes that maybe Donald Trump can get there. You know, I don't remember. We never reported, Linda. We did report what some people do for a living. I think there was only one case we might have disclosed. Well, actually, I don't think we actually did give the exact location. But it's neither here nor there. I'm not looking to make life difficult for anybody that wants to serve on a jury. But the jury pool in this case, and the question is, can an impartial jury, you know, occur for Donald Trump in New York City and Manhattan? I don't believe the answer is yes. And, you know, can somebody against him absolute with a political agenda sneak through? Yeah, absolutely. But when you have only 12% of New York City in that voted for Donald Trump, it's not the best venue for Donald Trump. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure any of this out. One of the dismissed jurors, I won't play it now, but I'll play it later, immediately runs to MSDNC. And, you know, among other things, say that, well, he looked less orange. I didn't know the trial was going to be about him until later. I was surprised. He wasn't as orange as I thought he was. He looked more yellow. Like, you can't even make this up. But that's what we're dealing with. It's a circus. This is like a third world banana republic. It's unreal. So that's been going on here. Two thirds of Americans, according to the Associated Press, are not convinced that Alvin Bragg's case against Donald Trump is legitimate. It's not legitimate. The judge who donated to Biden should not be presiding over this case. An attorney, in this case, a Manhattan DA that runs on a platform to get one person and one organization and one family should not be prosecuting this case. Even initially, he passed on it, like his predecessor passed on it. You know, how do we get 8 years out of when this all went down? We're now past the statute of limitations. The DA comes up with a convoluted legal theory about incorporating federal law to up what it would be in New York, a misdemeanor into a felony. Only 35% of Americans believe that Donald Trump did anything illegal in this trial. I mean, it is, it's just unbelievable. This is a threat. Bill Barr was right. This is a real threat to democracy. It really is. And Stephen A. Smith got it right. Said he believes Democrats want Trump convicted in the hush money trial to avoid facing him in an election. That's a disaster. Even said, he goes, somebody needs to tell y'all, and I'll say it. He called the case much ado about nothing. He's right about that. And he said to my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat him on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they can do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes on to be the presumptive GOP nominee, which regardless of all of this, he will, to the official GOP nominee, he goes to the polls, even though he was going to, you know, whatever, but they don't want to face him. Now, if Democrats had their way, he would literally be in a courtroom. And this has become an issue in this case. Now, there are cases. The judge, with the approval of the prosecutor, which is not going to happen, you know, could allow him to get back on the campaign trail and let his lawyers handle this for him. There's not much he can do during jury selection. He just sits there and waits and gets bored. But this deranged get Trump, you know, mindset has completely taken over anything that would resemble or reflect common sense. But I will tell you, they have so overreached here. And if Democrats have their way, there'll be the next trial in D.C. If they have their way, there'll be the next trial in Fulton County, Georgia. If they have their way, they'll have the next trial in Florida. I mean, does this not look like this case goes back 8 years and you're telling me that they can only start the case 203 days outside of an election? Really? Why didn't they do it in the 8 years prior? We've known about this before the 2016 election, for crying out loud. And then you have a dismissed juror racing out to MSDNC. You've got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Now, we do have information that's favorable to Trump today in terms of polls that are out there. The latest one out of Wisconsin shows Donald Trump at 51%, Biden at 49%. And by the way, that includes undecided voters who and those that were polled, if they had to choose right now who they would support. Undecided voters tended to break towards Biden. If you're undecided at this point, odds are probably low that you're even going to vote. But I'm not sure if these polls mean a whole bunch of anything. But this would be a major crack in the Democratic blue wall, these seven swing states that Joe Biden... I mean, think about this. While Trump is forced to be in a courtroom or being threatened with jail, Joe Biden basically has the field to himself to go to all of the swing states as often as he likes. Now, it's not working out particularly well for him. Yesterday was an unmitigated disaster on the campaign trail, and I'll give you some of the details of it. I mean, I played this yesterday on TV, but Joe Biden claiming his uncle was eaten by cannibals. He didn't say it just once. He said it twice. Let's hit it.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose, Brosie, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Really? His uncle? Cannibals? Biden confused the Israeli city, which Haifa, with Rafah in Gaza. You can't make that up either, but he, you know, suggesting that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. Oh, okay. But military says that his World War II plane was actually lost at sea. Why let the truth get in the way of a good Joe Biden story? You know, his boring appearance at a Pennsylvania gas station. You compare that to Trump's enthusiastic reception when he went to the bodega where Jose Alba had to defend himself in first got charged with murder only because of public outcry. Did that case go away? You know, you look at what the DA in New York City, New York City's never been more dangerous, more screwed up than it is now. And people are arrested for violent felonies, and 60% of felonies are downgraded to misdemeanors by Alvin Bragg. You know, unless you're a conservative, unless you're a Trump, you know, forget it. Things are going to be very different for you. The Biden administration, by the way, the nonprofit group American First Legal has filed a lawsuit against Biden for allegedly deleting federal employees' emails in violation of an existing statute on the books. And as former President Trump is his trial open. Anyway, Trump, you know, you look at this. Hitler Pig Sleepy said one on a thread to capture now post by Maggie Haberman, who thinks she is the expert on all things Trump. She's the one that got the Pulitzer Prize for the phony reporting on Russia, Russia, Russia. Anyway, so Donald Trump's trial opens up and you know, here we are. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, I said this the other day, and I said, maybe Trump's not going to like this, but, you know, because all the left gets triggered at the very sight of him, except when he's in a courtroom or being indicted or whatever, then they're just outright giddy. But they get triggered at the sight of Donald Trump, and God forbid he speaks, they get triggered by that too. And I said, maybe... He probably won't like it. Maybe it won't work out to be so bad if Joe Biden has the playing field to himself for a month and he keeps talking about telling crazy stories about uncles and cannibals and mixing up things like Haifa and Rafa. Don't move on Haifa. Why would Israel attack itself? I mean, that's how compromised this guy is cognitively. That's why, you know, with the election 200 days away from today, not good. I mean, he shows up at a gas station. Who's enthusiastic about this guy? What could you ever say about Joe Biden that is, I don't know, that he's accomplished, that is even good? Anyway, so I mentioned that Maggie Haberman posts this this update from the courtroom. It appears that Trump might be sleeping. This was on day one. The post immediately went viral on X, and instantly the talk on, you know, liberals in the world, which, by the way, I think I'd fall asleep if I was there. Democrats close to the administration. But anyway, Hitler Pig Sleepy, one individual says on the thread. Hitler Pig. Moniker, four people in Biden's orbit told the West Wing playbook is one of the aides to the and ally of the president. Wow.
Sean Hannity, always concerned for our country, always honoring our servicemen and servicewomen, and standing up for liberty every day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Well, I want you to pay close attention to this story that was broken by the Washington Times. That's where I first saw it anyway, because it's kind of breathtaking. We watched yesterday every Senate Democrat take the articles of impeachment against the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and basically say, no, we're not going to try this case. That's how viciously partisan Democrats are. They have allowed this administration over 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants into the country. You know, in this year alone, we have already surpassed the number of Chinese nationals that they've confronted. This does not include any gotaways. Over 26,000. Why are 26,000 communist Chinese showing up at our border last year and this year already? You know, we're on pace to be at 40, 50,000. Who knows how many? Never mind the tens of thousands from Russia, all the people from Iran, all the people from Syria, all the people from Egypt, all the people from Afghanistan. And I will tell you that every Democrat that has basically codified Joe Biden's lawbreaking by not pursuing this case against Mayorkas, all of them, for every murder that takes place by an unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrant, I don't care where they're from, for every rape, for every murder, for every criminal act, they have blood on their hands. They just do. Because Joe Biden has been aiding and abetting in the lawbreaking the entire time he's president. You don't get to choose as president. I want to talk about democracy in peril. You don't get to choose which laws as president you will enforce and which laws you will ignore. And the president has even taken it a step further because he's not only ignoring the laws, but he's been aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Well, if this doesn't shock you, I don't know what will. You might recall the case of nursing student Lakin Riley. I've had an opportunity. I've talked to her parents. And let me tell you something. This family will never be the same again. Because the guy that is now the murder suspect in this case, here's the latest news on him. Homeland Security, that's Mayorkas' department, released the illegal immigrant that stands accused of killing Lakin Riley. And they've released him into the U.S. because they lack the detention space, we're told, according to his confidential immigration file, as reported by the Washington Times. Josh Hawley, Missouri Republican, read key parts of the file into the record at a Senate hearing today. The man charged with killing Lakin Riley, by the way, not Lincoln Riley. Maybe this was Joe Biden's way of saying how much he regrets using the term illegal immigrant. Maybe that's why. He never apologized to Lakin Riley's family when he called Lakin Lincoln during the State of the Union address. That was jacked up Joe night. Anyway, he's now released under the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who Senate Democrats would not even try the case of impeachment that was passed in the House. And it's supposed to be used in limited cases and only when there is an urgent humanitarian need or a significant benefit to the public. Well, we can scratch off the second part of that pretty easily. As for the first part of this, well, they don't have any problem finding hotel space for the unvetted illegal immigrants that Joe allows into the country and the hundreds of billions of dollars it's costing all of you that hear my voice right now. Anyway, Mr. Hawley said that lack of detention space doesn't meet either of these standards. And he said that Mr. Mayorkas broke the law in releasing the suspected killer. That is the United States of America under your president, Joe Biden. And any murder that takes place, any violent act that takes place, any rape that takes place, or as I've been saying, because all these people are coming from our top geopolitical foes, and I have been arguing that there is no doubt in my mind that terror cells have entered the country illegally because of Joe's open borders. And if this country is hit with another 9/11 or worse, blood is on all of their hands. That would be every Democratic senator that went along with this yesterday. That would be every single member of the Biden administration that fails to speak out. Ultimately, Joe Biden will have the most blood on his hands, along with Vice President Border Czar Harris. On top of Mayorkas, they're just, you know, doing this. Now, You'll find this interesting. It kind of dovetails into this. Now we have a North Carolina high school student has been suspended. Guess, Linda, you want to take a guess why? I bet you don't know why. You never.
I have no
guess.
Idea why.
No, because he used the phrase illegal alien in class, which happens to be the exact words that our own government uses in government documents. Good thing he didn't use the term, I guess, Biden illegal, or they probably would have expelled him on the spot.
I wonder if they expelled the students that are attacking the teachers and fellow students the way that they're expelling this young man for exercising his First Amendment rights.
What about all the students now that are suffering in terms of classroom size and all the resources being, you know, drawn away by the children of illegal immigrants to teach English as a second language without hiring new teachers? Anyway, the student, I won't give his name, 16, suspended for 3 days from Central Davidson High School after using the term during a classroom discussion about word meetings. And he questioned the term alien in an assignment asking if it referred to space aliens or illegal aliens without green cards, as reported by the Carolina Journal. His comments so offended another student who physically threatened him, leading to the involvement of school authorities. I didn't make a statement directed towards anyone. I asked a question, he said to the local paper. He said, I wasn't speaking of Hispanics because everyone from other country needs green cards, and the term illegal alien is an actual term that I hear on the news and you can find in the dictionary. And I'll add, in his defense, is found in our own government documents. His suspension could impact his chance of securing an athletic scholarship because apparently he played on the school's track team and ran cross country. His mother said that despite their efforts, the assistant principal is unwilling to remove the infraction from Christian's record. And because of his question, our son was disciplined and given 3 days out of school suspension for, quote, racism, wrote the mother in the email. And, you know, he's devastated and concerned that the racism label on his school record will harm his future goal of receiving a track scholarship. It's just absolutely going to harm him. Now, I don't know, you know, hopefully there is an attorney somewhere in the state of North Carolina that can step in and help this kid, because he certainly needs it. Pretty unbelievable. Now, let's compare that school to what's going on at the Ivy League institution known as Columbia University in New York, Ivy League school, because you have, and it's pretty unbelievable to me, you have the president of this school, you know, saying, well, I don't like these terms, but I'm not going to do anything about it. Well, what does that mean? You like the Columbia's president said they won't call anti-Israel the call of from the river to the sea. You wouldn't call an anti-Israeli cry anti-Semitic. From the river to the sea, for an Ivy League president to not know it means the annihilation of a group of people in an innocent country, and that's acceptable? But look at the teachers they have on staff. They have this one guy, this was in the New York Post today, Joseph Massad, he, apparently a tenured academic, faced widespread calls to be fired ever since he referred to the October 7th attack in Israel, the worst in their history, that killed 1,200, inflicted by Hamas. He called it awesome. He called it a stunning victory for the Palestinian resistance. Said the sight of the Palestinian resistance fighters storming Israeli checkpoints separating Gaza from Israel was astounding. He penned in an 1,800-word essay published 24 hours after the bloodshed. Perhaps the major achievement of the resistance in the is the takeover of the settler colonies and the death blow to its ability to protect them. And they have another professor at Columbia, Hamid Dabashi. Anyway, he is a professor of Iranian studies at the Ivy League institution, current director of undergrad studies within the Middle Eastern, Southern Asian, and African Studies Department. He's come under fire for a slew of controversial social media posts, including a since deleted one in which he blamed Israel for every, quote, dirty problem in the world. Every dirty, treacherous, ugly, pernicious happening in the world, Just wait a few days and the ugly name Israel will pop up in the atrocities he wrote on Facebook in 2018 as cited by the Jewish Journal. His remark was in response to a New York Times article accusing Israeli intelligence of gathering dirt on President Obama's then national security aide. In a separate post, he allegedly bashed Zionists as hyenas, sparking calls from a pro-Israeli student group for the professor to be rebuked. How about the professor gets fired? Then you got this other guy, Mohammed Abdu, apparently in the spring of 2024 is teaching a class called Decolonial Queerness and Abolition. Just days after October 7th, he declared on social media, yes, I'm with Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Jihad. You got Kaiman Ahmad, another teacher at this Ivy League institution. You know, he has previously been ripped for allegedly indoctrinating students to hate Israel with his lectures, according to the Wall Street Journal. His lecture prior to October 7th in the attack, he labeled Israel a colonial settler state that has oppressed indigenous populations and displaced Palestinians. Should I keep going, Linda, or I think I made my point?
You are
the world we're living in.
It's a really sad state of affairs when each story and each occurrence that you're describing is worse than the previous. That's the really sad thing. And we can't do anything about it because all of our justice systems and departments and heads of legal areas of our nation are completely and totally biased and weaponized. It's a really scary time to be alive.
New York Post has a op-ed today by David Sanyi. And anyway, before Iran attacked Israel, he's making the case to truly comprehend how demented our foreign policy has become. He writes, Iran reportedly informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel, and Washington told Tehran through Turkey that the attack should be within certain limits. Now, would that not be a little mind-boggling that Biden likely knew Iran was going to move forward and still gave his, you know, impotent don't answer? Is this the world we're living in? Is this the president you want to reelect? Is this the guy you want to elect in 200 days? Because all of this is hanging in the balance. By the way, Biden's economy is for Adam Schiff. Biden's soaring interest rates have sent a commercial real estate market into a massive tailspin. About $1.5 trillion in commercial mortgage debt is due by the end of 2025. But steeper borrowing costs coupled with tighter credit conditions and a decline in property values have increased the risk of default dramatically. 625 commercial real estate foreclosures in March, up 6% from February and 117% up from last year. The federal chairman, Jerome Powell, has now pulled the plug on planned interest rate cuts because of Joe's roaring inflation coming back. Rising inflation, Wall Street Journal, during the first quarter has called into question whether the Fed will be able to lower interest rates this year at all. Without signs of an unexpected economic slowdown, Jerome Powell said yesterday, his remarks indicating a clear shift in the Fed's outlook following a third consecutive month of stronger than anticipated inflation. Red Lobster facing bankruptcy because of labor and leasing costs soaring. He can't afford it. Joe Biden's America. How's that working out for you? Tell me, what has he done in the last 4 years that has made your life better? I had a lot of chaos in New York and in the courtroom during jury selection. I don't know what the hell the judge meant when he said, yeah, of course you're allowed to report anything that happens in the courtroom, but just use common sense. What does that mean? And then two jurors kicked off the panel. Anyway, we'll go over this. We'll check in with Roger Severino. He's an expert in jury selection. We'll get to that later on. We'll check in with Peter Schweitzer. John Andrasik was in Israel during the attacks on Saturday. We'll talk about his experience straight ahead. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.